This is Ozarks at Large. State foresters say extreme weather this year, a two-week-long winter vortex, heavy spring rains, high summer heat and drought, is scorching certain hardwoods. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Forest Specialist Chandler Barton with the Arkansas Department of Agriculture Forestry Division says after several rounds of extreme weather this year, certain hardwood trees in Arkansas began to show stress this summer.
So this year was an exceptional year. Yeah, the late freezes, that heavy snowfall we got in February, and then the freezes we had in April may have been the starting point to where we are getting at today. So when all of that really good growing condition, the mild temperatures in the spring, the frequent rainfall adds to a very effective growing season. And then by the time you get to summer and you get extremely hot and dry conditions, trees are losing a lot of water. So that's a process known as transpiration. So because they're doing this and they're doing this so extremely rapidly that trees may have a tough time dealing with other issues like soil health or pathogens in the foliage. So what you might see is a scorching.
This is the sound of a mature summer post-oak leaf cluster, a tree stem covered with prematurely dead leaves. They show a strange faded green pallor and tensile strength compared to autumn leaves. They are, Barton says, an example of scorched leaves, a product of overnight flagging because the scorched leaf clusters can show up virtually overnight in both urban and rural forests.
If you're seeing something that we are terming overnight flagging, and that is a rapid turning from green to brown, there may be some colors in between, like reds and orange, but it should turn brown very rapidly. So that is the foliage dying, not necessarily the tree dying.
The condition doesn't actually occur overnight, Barton says, but is the result of months, maybe years of stress. Here in Arkansas, certain hardwoods are showing evidence of scorched leaves.
So early on when we were witnessing this, the tree species post oaks or some of the red oak species we were finding to be most effective.
Leaves serve a critical function, Barton says, in the life of a tree.
Late summer, trees are moving all of the food that is produced by the leaves, all the chlorophyll using light to produce energy. They're moving that down from the tree down into the root system. So all is not lost. As long as the trunk and the branches and the root system are still functioning, all that energy that was created throughout the year by the leaves is being moved down to the roots.
Barton suggests Arkansans with trees that appear to be suffering with leaf scorch should consult an expert.
Yeah, there are certain techniques to help trees recover if in the right setting. So you're going to want to seek out first and foremost a certified arborist. Those are the highest expertise in arboriculture. They're going to know what sort of techniques can improve the health of a tree. But some experienced tree care professionals may have that knowledge as well. So those are the questions you need to ask when you're talking to a professional is, you know, are you a certified arborist? What can you do to help this tree recover? Simply don't take that cutting a tree down is the solution if it's alive.
Tree owners, he says, should prune and possibly irrigate and mulch trees in distress.
An arborist will recommend some pruning techniques to reduce the crown so that it has healthy branches remaining. Then they'll recommend some sort of mulching techniques as well as aeration and fertilization. Fertilization should be done after getting a soil test to know which sort of deficiencies your soil has.
Barton tracks and documents distressed forests in Arkansas for incidents of oak decline.
Usually when we talk about an oak decline event, we're indicating a large amount of trees suffering from some affliction that causes them to die. I've yet to see that in a grand scale in Arkansas. Oak decline events, though, are summarized by multiple stress factors. And we are kind of seeing that now, especially with post oak. I've seen a lot of post oak in southern Arkansas that you can't put your finger on any one cause. So probably the best thing to explain what's going on is a oak decline event, which is a combination of factors. And the things that we notice most are the diseases. So those would be contributing factors to death. It could be foliar, it could be root rot. Another thing that's characteristic of declines is it has to be incited by something. So that could be the weather patterns we saw this year.
Triggered by high levels of human-induced carbon emissions, climate scientists say over the last century, the consequence is global temperatures are rising and oceans are warming, destabilizing atmospheric jet streams, leading to extreme weather, forcing forests to adapt.
You will expect species composition to change in our state. So those that are more adapted to a hot southerly climate may do well. Those are maybe in their lower range of their distribution. Might find it hard to exist in Arkansas in the decades or hundreds of years later from now. But you will start to see the range of certain species change dramatically due to climate change.
Which, left unabated, will likely accelerate oak decline in Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.